I've been working in the yard again. Just rows and rows. But I'm showing my age now. I got out there and did some cutting with some things they call some big loppers. They cut big old branches. Really amazing how big the things can actually cut. Unfortunately, though, my neck muscles don't understand that how that can cut like that, because it let me know this morning that I did some work yesterday. Well, while I was out here in the yard doing some other things, and also in the morning I got up and I washed my car. And you know what you got to have to wash a car, right? What? Water, you do know. You got to have water and soap and that kind of stuff. And while I was working out there in the yard, she washed her car. Did she use water? Well, there you go. That's what I'm talking about. You got to have water to do that. And it rained yesterday. It rained the day before. You know what rain is, right? Water. Yeah. And when I was working out there in the yard, there were a few things. I moved some things from one place to another. And so while they were in the ground, sometimes we get some rain and sometimes we don't. So I took the hose and guess what I put in there? Water. Yeah, I know. You kind of see what's going on here. Water involved in it. Well, what if you were out in the desert? Way, way out in the desert. And you were stuck out there. And there was no water.
This big though.
Yeah, it's big. You wouldn't be able to get out of it without some help. You'd be way out in that desert, be hot, and no water. That would be terrible, wouldn't it? Well, do you know that I can think of something that would be even worse than that? Can you think of anything that could be worse than being out in the desert with no water? How about being out in the ocean surrounded by millions of gallons of water and not be able to drink it? Now, you could drink some of it, but we know that too much would be bad for you. Because that's right, it's salt water. Now that, to me, would be worse. To be somewhere where there's millions of gallons of water. And I can't do anything with it. That would be terrible. Well, today's sermon is about a woman who was at the well. And Jesus came up and wanted a drink. I don't know if you know the sign out there that says, I need a drink. Well, back in my other days, I need a drink. I don't need that drink no more.
Amen.
Don't need that drink no more. But Jesus asked her for a drink, and he needed a drink of water. But what our preacher is going to speak to us about today is John 4, 7 through 15, and it is about the living water. You know that, don't you? I know you do. It's about the Spirit. And so, if you will, I've been told y'all the things I do with water as far as spraying stuff down and water and all that. But I also know that Jesus, he's got the living water. And as Gary's going to talk about that, yeah, she's going to speak about that here in just a minute. So pay attention and hear what she's got to say, because she's going to learn us more about Jesus and his living water. Okay? Thanks for being here.